Whereas the first test of courage involves accepting one's shadow, the second is for men to accept their anima, their feminine side, and for women to embrace their animus, their masculine side. All humans are psychologically bisexual and possess both a masculine and feminine side, according to Jung. The anima and animus are a result of repeated experiences with the opposite gender. So this is all well and good, but Jung went on to suggest that the anima represents irrational moods and the animus represents thinking and reasoning. I suspect some women might take issue with that. Not only do men and women have often repressed aspects of the other sex, but anima and animus also motivate people to respond to and understand members of the opposite sex. This may lead to misunderstanding if the archetypal image is projected without regard for the real character of the partner. Jung reported experiences where he heard voices from a woman within. During the period where Jung was delving into his unconscious, he asked, "What am I doing?" And in response, he heard a voice, a female voice, and it said, "It is art." Jung struck up a conversation with this voice and came to the conclusion that it was not art, but it wasn't science either. He suggested the truth was something in the middle. This represents the gist of Jungian psychology. The truth is something in the middle.